Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hello there. Welcome back. This is just your friendly reminder that at any moment, you can buy lime or lemon and you can cut it up ahead of time and you can squeeze it into your water and you can drink something that's like so delicious. Yes, this plug was sponsored by Fresh Lime and Lemon because all farmers of those citrusy fruits need love. I don't know. I'm just making this up at this point, but welcome back. So today's episode is specifically around what goes through your mind when you make an offer for someone to work with you and they don't buy. What goes through your mind? And what we're going to cover today is what probably might be going through your head that isn't helpful. And then I'm going to teach you how to answer that question with only three options. And none of them are going to be the unhelpful junk that your brain just serves you up on accident. And instead, I'm going to teach you how to just run it through three filters. Because yes, right? Like we're building businesses and we have processes all over the place. But the place that people fail to create processes is for their mind. And so I volunteer. I'm like, I will do all of the process creation for the whole world. No, not really. Just in my own business, and then I'll teach you and you can do it too. And we can build these businesses and we can have these simple ways of using our mind that just feel so much better and help us be more focused and move through things more quickly and focus on the next stuff that needs to be addressed. So not everything is complicated. So the question is, when you make an offer and people don't take you up on it, what goes through your mind? But let me give you some examples of this first. So when you make an offer and somebody doesn't take you up on it, there's a couple different types of offers, right? There might be the offer where you invite them to join your mailing list. And so you're not trading money, but it's still an offer. You're inviting them to join your mailing list. You might invite them to join your Facebook group. You might invite them to come to a free training. You might invite them to comment on your post. You might invite them to book a call with you for some like free coaching or a consult. So it's like you might make an offer that is a free exchange. Now, free doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't free doesn't mean like without strings, even if that string is your time, right? So we still have to sell someone on free. The exchange of free still needs some, takes some effort. So that would be one type of offer you might make. The other type of offer is a trade of money, right? It's like, I have this thing that you can trade me money for. Do you want it? If you do, click this button and pay for it. So there's pretty much just like two exchanges that we can invite people to. One of them is for something that costs no money, and the other one is for something that costs money. But the beautiful part is that they require the same skills, right? It requires the same skill set to sell something that is free as it does to sell something that costs money. And you're going to build that skill set in the way we answer this question. So stick with me. So let's come back to the question. If you invite someone to buy and they don't, what goes through your head? And so when I say buy, that could be a no money thing or a money thing. When I invite someone to take action, when I invite them to pay me money and they don't, what goes through your mind? And the most unhelpful set of stuff that's going to go through your mind before you work with me, listen to my podcast, whatever, is that you're not going to have trained your mind. And what's going to go through it is something like, well, I didn't say it in a way that they related to. They didn't relate to that example. That didn't catch their attention. I didn't say the right words, really, right? Like when we sum it up, it's like, I didn't say the right words. Or, right, maybe you flip it around and you make it about them. Well, nobody's seeing my content, right? We're making this one, like I think about that with Instagram or Facebook, right? It's easy to be like, well, nobody sees this anyways. So you make this offer and people don't, and your brain tries to understand why. I didn't use the right words. There aren't any people seeing this. It wasn't interesting to them. Right. And then our brain goes off into a lot of paths. Like my content isn't interesting. I'm not interesting. I'm not a good writer. I don't know how to talk about this in a way that gets their attention and makes them want it. I need to do, you know, and then our brain starts to fill in the blanks. I need to learn how to sell better and market better and write better copy. And this is the least, this is just like the hardest space to be in, right? It's the most complicated. And this is why I love thinking about business and like setting our mind up as a structure. Because when we can like put this in a box and we can say, oh yeah, no, this is a complicated box to live in, you're going to need the most effort because the experience of yourself thinking these thoughts is going to be rough. You're not going to enjoy your business. You're going to think something is wrong with you and that your skills aren't good. And yet these kinds of thoughts do not cause you to build your skills. That's what's fun to look at when we think about thoughts creating and pointing us in a direction. If you think you suck at copywriting, strangely enough, we are never like, oh, I know what I'll do. It's like, you know, we just like avoid it. Or we try and find some quick fix for it. Or we try and feel better in some way. But just because your brain tells you you're bad at copywriting doesn't actually mean you are. So don't always listen to that. Okay, so you make an offer for someone to buy and they don't. And your brain gives you this big jumble of unhelpful things. Maybe you heard the one in here that your brain says, maybe you didn't. But you have this jumble of unhelpful thoughts your mind gives you. We've labeled that the unhelpful box. We're like, yeah, we just know that exists. My brain like opens the door and I accidentally wander in every once in a while. But we're just like, oh, that's that room over there. So here's where we're going to come in and build the structure. Same scenario. You sent the email. You told them about the way that they could work with you. And they didn't buy. I told you guys about the 6-week sprint. You didn't run out and click the button and join. What? So you email your list. You tell them about this offer you have. And now what we're going to do is we're going to structure how you think now that you know, like, oh, you know what? I sent that email. I invited them to buy and they didn't. Why didn't they? And you'll want to ask a question like that, right? Like you want to know. Your brain wants to know. And there are only three reasons. There are only three categories, which are also reasons, that I came up with. Maybe you could think of some more. Maybe you have a fourth door. I don't know. But notice what we're doing. We are building categories. They didn't buy for one of these three reasons. Notice how different that already feels. We're not confused. We're not placing the blame. It's not outside of you and out of your control. They didn't buy for one of three reasons. Reason number one. They will never buy from you. I know. I started out with the harsh one. They're not your people. They will never buy from you. I don't know why they're on your mailing list. I don't know why they open all your emails and click the buttons. I don't know, okay? But they're not your people and they're not going to buy. Those people exist. And so when we look at this as a reason and we're still imagining there are three doors, and why didn't they buy? I sent this email and they didn't buy. Why? One of the doors is that they're not your people and they're never going to buy. And that's okay. That's okay. And it's even easy to relate to. I can think of tons of people's mailing lists that I have submitted my email address to and joined and that I haven't ever purchased from. And why is that? It's like, because what they're selling just isn't quite what I want. I follow this lady, she does investing. And so she does this workshop and I think it's the same one every time. And I like the topic. I want the end result. But what I do not want is I do not want to sit through a webinar for 90 minutes that is structured just like they told us to structure it. And I just can't handle it. I like cringe and I'm like, oh, I cannot do this. Because I already know the formula they're following and it torments my soul. It's like, no, if you're going to use a formula on me, I don't want to feel it. I don't want to know the formula is happening. I just want to experience it, right? So it makes it very difficult for me to buy from her because I can't get to the end where she makes an offer. So there will be people that we like, that we want to be on their mailing list, and yet we still haven't bought from them. That is one category. So remember, you made an offer, they didn't buy. There's three doors. Each door is a door that helps your brain understand why they didn't buy. Reason number one, they're not your person, or it's just like they're not gonna buy from you, maybe ever. We just don't know, right? Door number two, they are your person. It's just not the right time yet. It's just not the right time yet. And that's okay too, right? Like when something happens in our lives, it kind of rearranges. Like I have children and it's just not quite the right time for me yet to spend, I don't know, a week in a different part of the world or even the different part of the country, right? Because my kids have school, a school that we love. So it's just not the right time for everything. But it's the same thing when we hire people. When we hire someone, when we pay money for something, we are committing, we are deciding that we want to give brain space to that. We want to give our mental energy and effort to that. And so sometimes it's just not the right time. And I love having such acceptance of that, right? Like notice my thoughts about that. I think sometimes when people teach us how to sell, they might teach you to overcome that objection, to like see it as something that's between them and their goals. And what I like about this is like we can just create this acceptance. Like that is a reason that some people won't buy right now. And that's okay. Here's another reason it's okay. Because the person who's not ready to buy today, do you know when they might be ready to buy? Because they're not in category number one. So it's not like they never buy. But door number two is like, you know when they buy? Later. So right now, the people who are ready to buy right now buy, but the people who aren't ready to buy right now, they buy later. And it turns out later just keeps coming. And so before you know it, it's later right now. And those people's situations have changed. And now is the right time. See, like, notice how you're like, oh, wait a minute. Even if they're not ready to buy now, like, I like that too. Good. I need some people who want to buy in the future too. So the second door, right? We come back to, what's the question? I made an offer, free or paid. They didn't do it. They didn't buy. Why? Door number one, they will never buy. They might even like you, but they're still never going to buy. Door number two, they like you and it's just not the right time. Door number three, you ready for this? Ooh! Door number three. Wait, where did I write it? Here's where it is. They didn't buy because they just didn't, like, the way you said it didn't, like, make them want to buy. Yeah, let me repeat that because I know I cleared my throat there. I said it really fast. Door number three. They didn't buy because they just didn't resonate with the way you invited them to buy. Maybe it was an example you shared. Maybe it was like a future vision of something you talked about. Maybe you talked about a pain point. Maybe you talked about like the end result. It doesn't matter what you talked about. They just didn't resonate with it. Or maybe it didn't get their attention. Because, right, it doesn't matter how great something is if they didn't even ever open it. If they like thought it was about something else and like their brain accidentally wrote it off. If it... I don't know, like sometimes we just miss things. Just because you send me an email doesn't mean I read every email I got through my email today. I like to, but doesn't mean it happened. Right? It could have been that their brain was like, oh, that's not what I need. Just from one example. And so what I like about this door is that when you look at this, and that what it is basically just like, oh, you know what? This is my best person. They want to buy. They eventually even do buy. But in this offer, they didn't buy for this one because they just didn't, like, it didn't make them want to buy. It didn't deeply connect with what they want and why they don't have it yet. And not because there was any one way to ever say that. That's what I like about how we think about this door, is that we're like, there wasn't a way to say it. Your role is to keep making offers. And notice what happens is when there are only these three doors. Okay, there was that fourth door and it's actually on the other side of the hall. And that's the one full of thoughts that aren't helpful at all, right? We get sucked into that one sometimes because the door is open and our brain's sneaky. And next thing you know, we're in there and we're like, ugh, nobody even likes me. I'm not even sure I know anything. You know the door I'm talking about, right? But that's on the other side of the hallway. Instead, every time we make an offer and people don't buy, we're like, okay, there's these three doors and you have to picture it, or maybe you write it down, but you're creating this visual for yourself, this structure for your business, mental structure. Door number one, they like you, but they're still not going to buy. Door number two, it's not the right time. Those are your future clients. Door number three, you just didn't say it in a way that got their attention or that created this desire to buy right now. And when you see this door, right, like, I want it to always prompt this eagerness, this like, ooh, like, this is the only thing I do. Like, I just keep finding different ways that I talk about this. I just keep growing my audience so I have more people to talk to it about, but I just keep practicing the examples and how I talk about it. And from the place of, I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to my best client. I am not talking to everyone. I'm talking to my best client. I feel connected to my offer and why they would want to buy it and what they get from doing it and how their life changes. I am like transforming. I use my own stuff, which is usually in our offers, right? Probably. I'm using that stuff. And as I am like constantly transforming myself, which reminds me of why it's so good. And from that place, I see my job as like, okay, great. How do I get their attention? That didn't do it. What do I want to say next? How do I want to describe this next? And maybe it's coming up with new stuff. Like, I love giving examples from my personal life and then like tying it into business. Or maybe you just come up with like other analogies. I like the idea of creating it on the fly and like always creating it. I know some people, there's this part of my own mind that's like, you know, if we just had some really beautiful structure that just, we looked at it and we were like, we only talk about these things. I don't know. Sometimes I think that might be easier. But I haven't ever actually created it. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure I like the creativity. So it doesn't matter how you create content, right? Whether you create on the fly or whether you have this very structured thing that tells you, although you do, right? Your offer is that very structured thing that tells you. It tells you what to talk about, who to talk to. But that door, the only purpose of it is to remind you that that is your job. Like, when it comes to selling, like, you're just practicing talking about your offer to your person in lots of different ways until they hear it in a way that grabs their attention, in a way that makes them think, oh my gosh, I want that. Oh, I need that. Oh, I can't wait to have that. And when you know that that's the objective, right? Because when they think that, they're going to buy. Or you think about the exact thoughts you think when you're like, I have to buy that. You study your own buying behavior to capture those thoughts and feelings. And you know, oh, that's all I'm practicing creating for them, but in a, like a really honest way. I'm not trying to sell them a lie. I'm not trying to like say something that's so pretty. It's like, no, I'm trying to say what I sell in the clearest, most beautiful way that appeals to only my best person and is so honest and true, but also very appealing. And it's like, that's what you're doing. And there isn't a right way to do it. There are no right words. There are no better examples. There's just your offer that you built for a specific person who has problems. We all have problems, right? We can relate to this. And they have desires. And they are willing to spend money to solve them. That's your person. Right? We could create an entirely different set of doors just to think about who you help and who you don't help. But that's not today's podcast. But oh, the joys of creating structure with your brain. And so this third door, right? It's so that you can always feel safe asking yourself, you know what? I made an offer and nobody joined. Why? And we do have these four doors. One of them's on the other side of the hallway. So we don't want to get it distracted with our three doors. Because sometimes your brain, what it's going to do is it's going to tell you the meanest answer possible, the least helpful. That's that one that's on the other side of the hallway and the door, for whatever reason, is always just open a little bit. And there's this like something enticing. Maybe it's like a lovely smell or some pretty music, or I don't know what entices you to go in that room, or our brain does. But it's just like we just wander in there. And before we know it, our brain is offering us that the reason that nobody bought is because our audience isn't big enough and we suck and we don't know the right words and there's some best thing to say and we don't know what it is. And we're really terrible at this and that. And yes, as your coach, I could help you stay in there. And there's some of that stuff we're going to dig into, right? Like if our brain tells us our audience isn't big enough, I mean, I want us to look at that. It's okay for us to hang out in that room and we can look at some stuff. But I am not a mindset coach all by itself. I am a business mindset coach. And what that means is that we want to make money, right? I'm not a general life coach for a reason. And that reason is that I don't care. I don't want to talk about all the general things. I love that we can work through our mind and that there is a point to it. And so while a general life coach might hang out in that room with you and you guys can like sort through all of the junk that's in that room, and I think there is a lot of value in that, that is not what I will do with you. We will sort through that stuff in that room sometimes, right? But we're going to back out of that room. I don't know if I'm going to touch you or not because I don't necessarily love that, but like I'm going to invite you. We're going to back out of the room and I'm going to remind you that there are more doors in this hallway. That door is supposed to be there. There's nothing wrong when we go in that door. But it is our job in this mental fortress that we have, this structure of a business that we have built that's pretty much all in our head. You have to back out of that room. You have to be totally fine that that door is there, right? Like rejecting it, hating it, nothing. No, that's not going to do anything. Doesn't matter how much blocks you put over that. It doesn't matter how many sticky notes you write on that door that you're like, don't go in there. It's a terrible idea. Your brain's like, meh, I didn't see any of those sticky notes. And as your coach, I'm like, okay, we backed out of the room. Now turn around. The other side of the hallway has your doors. Remember, you made an offer. They didn't buy. They didn't give you the free thing either. They didn't join. They didn't give you their email address, whatever. Why didn't they? And you will feel this like, oh, this soothing, this comfort, but it comes from this sense of like awareness and this sense of control over yourself and your results. And you will look at that other side of the hallway and you will be like, oh my gosh, there's people in my space on my list who will never buy from me. That's why the list is so big. Okay, great. And then there's the second category. It's just not the right time. I can't wait to meet them later. Like, I love that we get to work together later. Love them too. And you're like, oh, but like the reason these people didn't buy is because they're from door number three. They just haven't heard it in a way yet that makes them think, oh, I want it. I can't wait to buy that. That's all that's happened. And it's not my job to nail it on the first try. It's just me trying lots of different ways that I talk about it to that one person. Because sometimes that's what happens, right? You look at that door and you're like, oh, crap. I'm supposed to talk to my best client in a way that makes them want my offer. Why didn't they buy? I didn't do either of those things. And you're like, whoops. Okay, next email. I'm in. I think it makes a difference. Like when I think about this podcast or when I think about writing an email, when I think specifically about that person who wants to hire me and they do, and they just haven't heard the thing they need to hear yet, I don't know. I feel this focus in my own mind. I feel this connection. And I think it works. I mean, it seems to work. More people hire me when I do that little, very specific thing. And so you might look at that door and you might be like, whoops, I was accidentally talking to everybody again. And then notice what happens. You know exactly what to tweak next time. You're like, oh, great, great. Let's go write that next email. But it keeps you in a sense of feeling focused, like knowing what to do next. Like it's such a good feeling, right? Like it's not where you're like, well, I don't know why it didn't work and I just feel really awful, right? That door on the other side where you just feel awful about everything. It's not that door. So that's it. I don't know if this was a short podcast or not. Once I get talking, it's hard to tell. But we're building the structure of your mind. What to think when, because of course it's gonna happen. That's called business. What to think when you make an invitation to people and they don't buy or they don't sign up. And now what you have is a structure for your mind. There's only three reasons and there's this other door that I sometimes walk into. And when you can have an awareness of this, you're going to feel so much more power over yourself and you're going to know what to do in that situation because of how you built that in your mind. Okay? That's it for this week. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.